Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me. So give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, holler at your boy, 347-826-7435. And I'm always begging you. I'm not even dry begging you. I'm just begging you. You're afraid to call me, email me. Jump in at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I got you. As a matter of fact, I got an email to talk about tonight. As a matter of fact, so we'll get to that in a little while. In between times, I of course ask you, and this has been on uptick. I asked y'all to hit me up on Facebook, join the Smooth Drama Facebook page, and I have been getting promising responses, and I've been getting a lot of ad requests. So I hear y'all listening to me. I feel honored that you want to be my friend, and as I said, you ask for me, and I will answer. You ask for me, I will answer. So go to the Smooth Drama page on Facebook, or just add me on Smooth Drama. Wherever you see Smooth Drama, you Google me. I'm Googleable, right? So you Google me on Smooth Drama. Wherever you see Smooth Drama, holla at me. I got you. I'm nice like that, like Digable Planet. But they was cool like that. I'm nice like that, though. It's like cousins, right? Anyway. Oh. This is the Down with the Black Friday show. If you've listened to me before, some of my longtime listeners, they know how I feel about this time of year. Oh, that time of year where people get extra stupid, extra foolishness is in the air, and you get to holler at them relatives that you avoid all year when y'all have y'all Thanksgiving get together. You get to see them, and you always wonder, why the hell do we get together? And I don't like you. You try to figure it out. But there it is. Y'all all together. And, of course, I went to the store today, and it was amazing because no one was in the store. Because, obviously, we haven't gotten to Friday yet. Friday is death day. I mean, for some people, Friday is a good day. It could be get some chocolate day. For others, it's not going to be some get some chocolate day. It's going to be go out and get killed day. Statistically speaking, somebody's probably going to die Friday. Not wishing that, but you know it happens because people die every day, but somebody's going to die or get hurt like every year going to get some stuff that's there all year. It's there all year, but you got to be in there and get it going because y'all just built like that. The sheeple is in effect. But I noticed, because I got off task there, I noticed I was in the store and I was feeling frisky today. Maybe it was some nut butter that got in me or something, but I was wearing my dashiki, and I found that when you wear a dashiki, folks don't really look at you. It's like I found that there are a lot of white people just like looking down at my shoes as opposed to like looking at me. Like normally I can get like a how you doing, whatever. And it's not just white people. It was black people. Like, just, like, scared to death. I'm like, it's just a shirt. I mean, granted, it is a nice shirt. I'm fresh. You know, I got my green and orange and yellow and black and purple dashiki on. It is quite colorful and festive, I might add. I'm looking kind of clean, actually. I'm feeling kind of clean. It's one of those things. And so I noticed how the hi, how you doing, all that, it was weird. But, you know, folks look at you weird when you wear a dashiki. It's quite disconcerting, actually. I mean, it's their problem, but it was really weird. Because generally, I get the, hey, how you doing? How you doing? What's up? Just regular. I couldn't even get that today. It's like one cashier, she couldn't look at me. It was like, he got on the dashiki. I can't look at him. It hurts. I mean, it's almost how it was. It was that damn bad. But hey, whatever. I just thought it was interesting. Just wanted to share that. Just the dashiki, you just make folks just not want to talk to you, look at you. You know, it's like she barely, I mean, she didn't even say hello or anything. It's just cashier. It's like my dashiki just blocked her. And you think that with everything that's going on, black folks would be together, come together as one, but I guess the whole dashiki was like too much for us. Like, I can't, you're not thugging, I can't. Anyway. Speaking of things that just didn't make sense, Kanye West hospitalized after just canceling his show in Sacramento. But you know what? Forget it. He was at his show in San Jose, but he canceled his Sacramento concert because he was he was crazy last week, San Jose, where he like, if he did vote, he would have voted for President-elect Donald Trump. Of course, they booed him, whatnot. And it was something me and the fellas were talking earlier. That, and it's something that I've always felt and said that Hollywood changes cats. Like, the industry changes cats. I mean, because most people remember Kanye West as the guy that was like, George Bush doesn't like black people. Remember that cat? That's when Kanye was the man. Like, George Bush doesn't like black people. I mean, it was hot. It was awesome. It was like one of those things where you're like, damn. He said that. We was all expecting him to get assassinated on national TV right there. Like, woo! Are you going to make it, Kanye? Because you just said George Bush doesn't like black people in front of the whole world. I mean, that was surreal, right? I know a lot of people saw it and was like, Now he's like, I would vote for Donald Trump. I would have voted for Donald Trump if I voted. It's like, and then all of a sudden he's canceling shows. And they said that the Los Angeles police responded to a call of a disturbance at about 1:20 Pacific Standard Time Monday. And upon arrival, the authorities discovered a medical emergency, and he was transferred to the hospital by paramedics. Now, my first thought was like, damn, Kanye, are you serious? But then I thought, shit, he is with a Kardashian. And it made me think. the Kardashians must have like death wish pussy, because it's like if you get with them and you're with them for an extended amount of time, you go crazy. I mean, like Chris Humphries is lucky. He only got like a month. He was messed around in the NBA for a little bit at that particular point in time, but he was screwed for a little bit, right? I mean, you know, they were married for like a month and a half, and he was trying to find NBA jobs, whatnot. I mean, he's on the team. Then all of a sudden, they got rid of him, and he's trying to find where he was going to be at next. And he was only with him for a month. And we know about Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom went from, like, all-star player, sixth man of the year, looking great, to, shit, drugged out of the damn league. And that's what? That was just we're talking in the span of a year, he went from great to getting some of that death wish pussy and just bow. It's over. It's done. You got nothing. I'm just saying. When you think about it, I don't know if you're going to get with the Kardashians, it's going to drive you crazy. I mean, Kanye West went from like great producer, rapper, just out there guy. He was the guy. Everybody had Kanye on the tip of their tongue. Now, after getting some of that death wish pussy, he done went crazy. Because, you know, George Bush doesn't like black people. George Bush was, like, on the low with his, right? I mean, wasn't George Bush on the low? George Bush wasn't, like, out there. He wasn't, like, campaigning, like, you know, I hate all y'all. This was up to me. I kill all y'all. He wasn't out there with it. Donald Trump. Trump is out there on the front lines with his hate. But I would have voted for Trump. I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm a business owner. So as a business owner, the Republicans is good for business, honestly, because they don't want us to pay taxes or anything. And because corporations are people, and I am an owner of a corporation. That corporation, as I've always stated, that corporation, that person, when we have business meetings, we sit at the table with our corporation because it's a person. It has its own place at the table, and we all sit and talk. It's a weird conversation because obviously we're talking to a fictitious person who has been deemed by the courts to be real. It's a person, nonetheless. Just, I don't know. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. Kanye West, Gone with the Wind, Kardashian pussy, messed him over. What do you do? What can you say? I don't know, but I'm going to move on from that because it's just crazy. But I saw something that made me crack up. You know, they have all these people speaking to Trump who are rushing to legally change their name and gender because they think that civil rights could be threatened under Donald Trump. So they're all trying, and they're using the Twitter hashtag #TransLawHelp
and there are lawyers who are offering to help make free changes of their name and gender before Trump takes office on January 20th. And I'm like, why? And I guess it's for legalities, but I'm still trying to figure out why. I mean, all of a sudden, people deem the whole, first the bathroom thing. It's like, as adults, okay, you want to go to a different bathroom, whatnot. But I mean, but they got the kids doing it. You know, kids, it's hard enough for kids just growing up. When you got to go through gender fluidity, it's like they're adults who haven't mastered their heterosexuality. They're adults who haven't mastered their homosexuality. And then when you start talking about their adults, the bisexual adults, then you're talking about now you don't know what your gender is going back and forth. And we're talking about teenagers with hormones and your body's changing and whatnot. And they have to go through that. It's ridiculous. But and we have the people who are legally rushing to change their name and gender. Like, if you want to be called Peggy, okay, you were once Peter, now you want to be Peggy, okay, Peggy. Do you really need to legally change it? I guess you do, but I mean, people still, and I guess if you want people to call you Peggy, because I mean, most folks will do that. Maybe it's not an issue for me, or I'm trying to understand it, because this seems like it's a big deal. And I don't want to be racial, but it's like a big deal to white people. Like, I got to change my name and my gender. It's sort of like when Bruce Jenner changed over and they were talking about how courageous he was. And I was like, well, he just put on the dress and wearing makeup. Not really courageous or a big deal. I mean, the courage to wear a dress, men have been wearing dresses since the, like, dawn of time. Gay dude, since the dawn of time. Not really new on Earth. It's like, oh my God, he's got on the dress. He's dressing up as a woman. He wants to be Caitlyn. Okay, whatever. Good luck. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's a bigger deal for some people. I'm just saying, for some of us, it's like, okay, that's what you want to do. And that's it. No, because I'll say with all honesty, I support it when it's with adults. Now, with kids, no, I don't support it. Because kids don't know who the hell they are. And they shouldn't have to be made to make adult decisions as kids to, as I perceive it, and I could be wrong, and feel free to argue me down, 347-826-7435. If you want to argue the fact that adults can go back and forth gender fluidity. Kids, they're not ready to process that. And it just, you're just making a kid miserable. So if a kid is gay and is trying to figure out, or if they want to try and figure out their gender, and I mean, let them figure that out, and when they become an adult, then they can go through all those processes that they need to go through as an adult, a functioning adult. Right now, kids getting involved in adult decisions, it's not working. And it's going to be a hassle, and something bad is going to happen. And people are going to talk about it. It'd be something that would be a focus that will take away from real issues. And I'm not saying that it's not important. I mean, obviously it's important to some individuals, but I think it's sort of like your religion. It should be private. You can do what you want, feel how you want. You know what I mean? If that's who you want to be, that's your truth. As an adult, live your truth out. It's all good to me. It's the whole rushing to change your gender right now. Okay. Feel free. I'm going to get off here. I'm not going nowhere with it. It's like I don't know. I'm not feeling it. I'm sure somebody would be mad at me listening somewhere. I am going to talk about something that's very important to me. Well, it's not important to me, but it's important to me. Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, out of South Bend, Indiana. They're going to be forced to vacate their victories in 2012 and 2013 due to NCAA violations by a student trainer. The NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions panel ruled that the trainer violated ethical conduct rules when she committed academic misconduct for two football players and provided six other players with impermissible academic extra benefits. Now, when they say impermissible academic extra benefits and academic misconduct, it just means she was taking the test or giving the answers to tests. They were cheating. Now, before I start going in, I preface this by saying I was born in Indianapolis, and I've said this. I'm a Pacer fan. I despise Notre Dame with all my heart and soul. Why? Because I don't understand why people like Notre Dame, the football team, whatnot, since South Bend, Indiana. And when I see brothers, I just wonder, why do you really want to go to South Bend, Indiana? It's a question that I will beg periodically from time to time. Whenever I'm talking about my hate for Notre Dame, I will always wonder, why in the hell you want to go to South Bend, Indiana? It's cold as hell there. When you got a choice between all the West Coast cities, West Coast football teams, Florida. I mean, Florida's a crazy state, but, I mean, as far as the weather goes, I mean, go to Miami, Florida, whatever. I'm just saying. South Bend, Indiana, really? Anyway, these dudes, and I'm going to talk about their coach, Brian Kelly, said the school is going to appeal the penalty, forcing the school to vacate the win because, I quote Mr. Kelly, "It was a discretionary action by the committee. It was student-on-student cheating. Nobody was implicated. The NCAA agreed across the board with that finding, and the punishment was clearly excessive. So as you know, we're going to appeal this. And one of the options or the clear reason for the appeal is that the penalty is excessive and it's discretion, and we believe we have ground there." Now, we go back to what they said. They were cheating. Students were cheating. The trainer helped the students cheat. But he says, hey, it was a discretionary action, and it was student-on-student cheating. Nobody was implicated. I'm like, but they were caught cheating. But nobody was implicated. It's sort of like you was caught raping somebody, but because they didn't charge you, you know? you're innocent. I'm gonna appeal that because hey, nobody caught me. I mean, well, I did get caught, but nobody's charging me. Cheating. That offense. Because obviously Notre Dame football makes a lot of money for the university. So we're going to appeal that because you're taking away the win. I mean, see, here's the thing, though. They were 12-0, 12-1 that year, 9-4. I mean, they make money off these bowl games. So they give back the victories, but they don't give back the monies. And if you're other schools, you're like, well, shit, that could have been us. But that's not even the case. We're talking about eight people who were cheating or being cheated for, which is still cheating. Nobody, it's not even about that. It's like, hey, it was just student on student cheating. Like, that makes it less. It's like your players were cheating. They weren't, I mean, we know they ain't really taking the classes. They're not really doing their homework. They're not doing their papers, none of that. That's not Jim Kelly. No, not Jim Kelly. Sorry, my bad. Brian Kelly. This dude. This is what we're fighting. We're holding the line. We're going to hold the line. Our kids, they just cheated. We should not be penalized because we cheated. That's basically what he's saying. It's like student on student cheating. Nobody was implicated. But we were caught cheating. But it shouldn't be a big deal because we were caught cheating. I'm sorry. It's like cheating. It's like the little white lie. You know how they say the little white lie is better than any other lie? Just a little white lie. It's just cheating. It's no big deal. I'm going on break because it's just a break and I need one. This is Raphael Sadiq. Sometimes.
Very long day. It started around 7. I can hear a pray. That's why I love Sunday morning. Even when it was cold, there was always something burning that was good for my soul. As I walked through the yard, I could feel your presence giving me the time of my life and shower me with life's lessons. Now I know what they mean when they say keep your head to the sky. And don't be too quick to sit in. And don't feel you have to try. This world is strange, so strange it is. You know it really hurts inside, yeah. Sometimes, no matter how good you are, the people know they'll make you cry sometimes. The young man I came to be, with lifelong struggle, you kept a smile on my face. And as I'm looking all around me, I think, how can I ever repay you? Mama was worth more than gold, and she always tried to tell me this world is strange, so strange, and strange for this. You know it really hurts inside. The people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes, yeah. There's been a few days when people truly let me down. I said crucial things just to bring me down. And they will rise, they will see,
searching for their own self motives and greed. But I guess it ain't nothing new. It's something I gotta go through. It's so strange, so strange it is. You and me there sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. No matter how good you are, the people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes, yeah.
Raphael Sadiq, sometimes. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Like he said, sometimes, you know, how long is it going to take me before I have to shoot one of you, mother? Anyway. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Or call me or jump into the flash chat. If you ghost listening, you can jump into the flash chat. You can say something. You can say, "Hi, Smooth Drama. How are you doing?" Anyway, my favorite segment. Oh, and before I get started, I almost forgot to say, this episode tonight is an extended episode. It's an hour and a half because there will be no show on Thursday night because I know most of y'all will be tied up hating on your relatives, as I talked about earlier. You'll be tied up hating on your relatives, so you won't have time to listen to the show. So I do this extra long show so you can get that extra extended smooth drama in your earlobes, so you can get this. Anyway, my favorite segment, Dumbass of the Week. You know how I love the Dumbass of the Week. It's my thing, right? Always got to get that extra out because it's like extra. Anyway, Joe Thomas Sr., why is Joe Thomas Sr. my dumbass of the week? Well, Joe Thomas Sr. is trying to become the oldest D1 college football player. How old is Joe Thomas Sr.? Joe Thomas Sr. is 55 years old. He's playing for South Carolina State. Now, I'm not hating, you know, I mean, people have dreams. I have dreams. I mean, I wish I could have played in the NBA. No doubt. I don't think there's anybody who played ball who, like, man, I wish I'd been able to play in the NBA. But, you know, sometimes it's not for you. This dude is 55 years old. And he hasn't played yet. And there's two games left in the season, and he's a senior. But he's trying real hard to get in the game and play so he can be the oldest D1 college football player. I, myself, do not understand it. I mean, one, and let me preface this the right way. When I talk about dumbass of the week, I'm talking about one of the most asinine things that you can do. It's just really dumb. Why is it dumb? I know, contrary to it's popular sport. Football is America's sport. And it's like American football. Maybe like, yeah, it's the greatest sport in American history. I mean, yeah, because to the rest of the world, Americans are really, really dumb. Let's look at it. No other country plays American football. The whole, I mean, some of you may have saw Concussion, the movie. Or you may know a football player, too, in your lifetime. You know, the guys who can't bend their fingers. Or bend their knees, or bend any damn thing, or can't remember where the hell they're going. Like, remember Al Toon and Merrill Hodge, two former football players for the New York Jets and Pittsburgh Steelers, respectfully, talking about how they be driving home and not remember where the hell they're going. I read once where they were saying playing tackle football is like getting in a car wreck every day. Just put that in perspective now, all you drivers out there. Imagine getting in a car wreck every day you're playing football. That's what Joe Thomas Sr. is signing up for. At the age of 55, not 15, not 25, shit, not even 35. This dude is 55. He's an old man. And don't get me wrong, old men are tough. I'm an old man. I mean, you could be tough. I'm not that tough. I can tell you, I'm pretty soft. You know, I can be hard, but in some situations, I'm very soft. Football would be one of them. The whole, I want to run into folks and lead with my head, lead with my shoulders, take them direct hits. It's never really been that appealing to me. I can watch it all day. I love watching football. I love watching boxing, MMA, all. I mean, I can watch other people hit each other. But the whole I get hit part, it's not really in my wheelhouse. And I'm thinking a 55-year-old man probably shouldn't be in your wheelhouse either. There's a reason why the rest of the civilized, so-called civilized world doesn't play American football, because they already know it doesn't work out for you at all. But hey, Joe Thomas Jr. Senior, good luck with that. I hope you don't get hurt, but damn, football at 55, maybe he took too many hits playing football without the helmet, and you can't. I know. I'm just hating. Speaking of that, hater of the week. If you didn't know, if you hadn't heard, the rapper Game. What did the rapper Game do to make him the hater of the week? Well, if you know Keke Palmer, Life of B. She's played in a lot of
little cute stories. He got head from Keke Palmer, but he filmed it. And he put it on the internet. I mean, you know the hate that you got to have to secretly tape somebody and put that out there. It's an intimate moment. You know, we'll just say, okay, game. He got here from Keke Palmer. He's filming it, whatnot. It's like, come on, dude, that's trifling, right? But, see, I'm like, let's just dig deeper for a second. Somebody was nice enough to give you head. Let's just go back to that. Somebody was nice enough to give you head. That, you know, when you give someone head, there's thoughtfulness that comes with that, right? Like, you know what? I want to please you. So I'm going to give you head. It's like a pleasure tribute, right? And he just like, you know what? He wasn't appreciative of it. See, that's the whole making America great again. Dudes think I have to disrespect women and everybody else. And that'll make America great again, all right? I'm just saying, it's like, what? I mean, what? She gave you head. You're supposed to just be like, thank you. See, right when black folks supposed to be coming together, right? I mean, and the funny thing is, when all the stuff was happening, the gangbangers coming together, Game and Snoop Dogg, you know, Game was part of that. Organizing the Bloods to come together, stop the violence with the brothers, right? And focus on our oppressor and not being oppressed. But then he'll come around and, you know, Keke Palmer is nice enough to show him some appreciation. Like, you know what, Game, I appreciated you getting the brothers together and stopping the violence. I'm going to give you head as a present. He did not appreciate that present. And he hated on her or just basically disrespected her and put a tape out. Not a bit. I don't know. We always say sex tape, but we ain't used tapes in over a decade. Still saying sex tape. It's like sex video. Who does that? I mean, obviously he does, but damn, man. You know, and this is what I was talking about. I'm saying the culture of, hey, I'm gonna put your shit out there. This is where we at. It's like that you know we bragging about getting some, like, yeah. Shorty gave me some head. Look at the video, y'all. It's like, why can't you just get head and just be happy? You just gotta put it out there. Yeah, put somebody out there. And see, and here's the thing, you know. Game is one of them dudes where you talk about him and he catch you, he want to fight you. You know, he's one of them cats that, like, you can't really have, like, you couldn't have a philosophical argument with the brother because he, you know, he's punching first and asking questions second. But, you know, I'd be like, damn, dog, why? Where is the benefit? I mean, you might as well, I mean, all the goodwill that you created by the stopping the violence, whatnot, trying to stop the violence and supporting your people, and then you disrespect the sister who just basically just gave you a gift. Probably swallowed it too.
Oh well. Moving on. Because I just can't believe that.
I can believe it, but I shouldn't even have to believe that. You can hate so much. You can hate on somebody so much. It's like you just can't take a gift horse in the mouth. Or give a gift horse the gift in the mouth. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Something else that annoyed me. Speaking of hate, and I'm in my hateful mood right now. My playful hateful mood, but hateful mood nonetheless. People, customers suing Chipotle over their 300 calorie burrito. Apparently, they advertised their chorizo burrito was just 300 calories, but a reporter pointed out that the burrito that was packed with cheese and pork sausage likely clocks in around 1,000 calories, according to Chipotle's own nutritional calculator. Yeah. And, of course, people got on Twitter and folks who weren't even connected to the lawsuit are like, chorizo and cheese! It's like 1,000 calories. Why would you say it's 300? I'm like, why would you just don't eat it? Is there anything pork under 300 calories? Leave that swine alone. Swine and cheese. You know, everybody's all bent out of shape. They're like, I can't believe it. I'm eating healthy. What is healthy about chorizo? Can anybody tell me what has ever been healthy about chorizo or fast foods in general? You know, Chipotle is not, it is fast food, but folks, quote unquote, think it's healthier. It's not really. Still a fast food. And yeah, it's 1,000 calories. And, oh, the deception, the lies. It's like, stop eating. And this calorie counting and all this other stuff, that stuff works my nerves. Look, you just do the right thing. You ain't got to count. You'll just know I'm doing the right thing. And this is why I am where I am. I mean, it's just, there are some things that are just, you just accept it. If you're a certain way, it's because you put yourself there. Now, there are some people who have had unfortunate accidents, whatnot. That happens. But if you're doing the wrong things are going to happen to you. If you're doing the right things are going to happen for you. Some of these things are pretty self-explanatory. And so to bitch about, oh, it's supposed to be healthier. Look, you know it's chorizo and cheese. It ain't the first. Look, y'all been eating fake meat at Taco Bell forever. What? You know it's fake? It's reports that Wendy's hamburgers are fox meat. Hey, whatever. You kind of know the stuff ain't healthy. Why? Suing. It's like, that's just, it irks my nerve. It just rubs me the wrong way all the way. Like, really? Really? You suing? Chorizo and cheese. You believe that chorizo and cheese, I mean, the only way chorizo and cheese is 300 calories if they like give you like one piece of everything, like one little piece of chorizo about the size of a dime, a couple pieces of rice, two beans, bam, 300.
I mean, ain't that about right? Ain't that about right? Like, come on, man. Y'all killing me. Whew. Just do the right thing. And you'll be all right. All this extra. I'm going to sue you guys. You're killing me. I can't believe the deception. It's too much. I can't believe it. You know. But whatever. I saw something. It made me think a little bit, thinking about deception and whatnot. There's this Netflix series, Making a Murderer. The guy is staying behind bars while the state attorneys appeal a decision overturning his conviction. Now, mind you, Brendan Dassey, he was sentenced to life in prison in 2007 in the death of photographer Teresa Halbach 2 years earlier. In August, the federal judge overturned Dassey's conviction, ruling investigators coerced him into confessing. Yeah, but he killed her. It's like they coerced him into confessing. I mean, is he innocent? Did he not kill her? Because there's coercing someone. I mean, like, we remember the whole Charles Stewart. There's a black man who was beaten by the police and confessed to it when Charles Stewart lied about somebody black shooting his family and shooting him, but he got away. But his family got killed. Black dude was found guilty, but when Charles Stewart, you know, it came out and they found that he was, They let the black dude go. But I mean, you think about how bad they beat him. Did they beat Dassey? I mean, he's been released 8 p.m. on Friday. But the Department of Justice filed the emergency motion with the 7 court seeking to block his release. Like he murdered somebody, and he's not saying I didn't do it. He's just saying I was coerced into it. I mean, ain't that a difference? That like a distinction somehow? Where you're like, I didn't. Well, I'm not saying I didn't do it. I was just coerced. They beat me. They made me do it. They made me sweat. And I haven't been tortured. So obviously, I would not be an expert at talking about torture. At the same time, it's like, it's torture. Will you say or do anything? You're tortured? I mean, I just find it hard. And maybe it's my personal bias, so I'll stay with that. That a white guy was tortured, coerced into saying he was guilty of killing someone. It's just, I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying it's very rare. I mean, because aren't we in the same society where white dudes, They can rape people. They call it 20 minutes of action and they get off. Or the fact that the dude who broke in the church, well, he didn't break in, but sat in on the Bible study and then killed those people in the church. And when he got arrested, they didn't shoot him or nothing. They just walked up to him. You know, you watching the video. Are you hungry?
basically getting something to eat before they take him to jail. I mean, just walked up to him, just walked up on him like nothing. He killed a group of people in Bible study, but he was afforded humanity. I mean, the dude who shot the people in the movie theater, treated humanely. White people. You know, that white privilege, that unicorn of privilege that people talk about, that's so real. Yeah. Would they really coerce a white person like that? I don't know. But he's getting out. They're trying to keep him out, keep him in. But he's getting out. Kind of weird concept. Now, conversely, this dude is getting out, but then there's a father, Jay Manor, sentenced to 40 years in prison for murdering his daughter's sexual abuser. You know, Jay Manor. He's 43. He pleaded guilty to the shooting death of Raymond Earl Brooks. You know, the guy Brooks had pleaded guilty to sexually abusing Maynard's 8-year-old daughter. And he was Brooks' adopted granddaughter. Now, he served 27 months for that crime before he was released on parole. And he was a registered sex offender. And I guess Maynard snapped. You know, he argued with daughter over Brooks, and he gotten on his motorcycle and he went to a convenience store where he shot dude several times. Yeah. He killed him as he stood in his front yard. Now, this dude probably won't get the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he did confess, but how do we know it's not coerced? And at the same time, someone abused his daughter. You know, somebody abused his daughter. That doesn't count for anything? Just saying. I don't understand prison logic. You killed someone who abused your daughter. 40 years. You killed somebody just because. Maybe it's because it was just a reporter, I guess. Maybe she wasn't. I won't be racial, but I'll just say that this dude getting off because he was coerced, and this dude going to jail because he did what was right. See, because I'm saying if you start killing these racists, I know it's vigilante, but they see that happen. And, well, I guess there's the argument that if you do that and it comes out that they didn't do it, somebody can accuse somebody and they didn't do it and you shoot them and kill them, and then it's recanted. But in this case, I don't think there's any recanting. Not that he has a chance to recant because he's kind of dead, but I don't know. Confusing myself again, like always. I need a break. This is Killer Mike. God in the building.
is Michelangelo's Christ. Babies need rights, the baby needs beans. To feed our baby beans, we might have to flip a bean. I have told my people dope, get divided, them with hope, hope. Sinner and a saint, yeah, I've been them both, both. Yeah, I sold the brick, brick on a basketball coat. And bought the uniform for the basketball coat. Can't wash away the blood, so I put rings on my fingers. 25 carats symbolize my redeemer, and my redeemer's blood is capable of taking Chris Dunnies, making him a savior of others. My God takes a saw, fashion him a paw, so only God can judge me and to hell with all y'all.
Nationwide have launched a campaign to show Starbucks
that they won't stand for that sort of discrimination. Now, what they're doing to show their disdain, they're purchasing drinks at Starbucks. But what they're doing, hashtag Trump Cup Movement, is for customers to tell Starbucks that their name is Trump. So the employees are obligated to write the words on the cup and then shout out Trump when the drink is ready. I'm sorry. Woo. All right. Let me get back. You put Trump on the cup. You tell them my name is Trump. And so they're like, Trump, your drink is ready. Trump. And I'm guessing Howard Schultz, though he was hurt that Trump, he said he was disappointed that Trump won. I'm guessing he's like, yeah, y'all keep protesting me, making me rich. I mean, it's like the funniest thing ever, right? It's like, white people. Oh, dear white people. It's an intervention moment for you. Your protests. Yes. Your protests always are the dumbest thing ever. Y'all protest. And see, your protests are actually you getting pimped by another white guy. Let me explain. You know, y'all get lied to all the time, white people. I mean, for example, you know, Trump is, of course, retreating from some of his extreme positions. Like, you kind of knew he would. You kind of knew he would. Right? I mean, because politicians lie. They got y'all all riled up. Yeah, he's going to do all this. He's going to do all that. I mean, it's sort of like, and I always go back to this because it's the bedrock of pimping. White people. Civil War. You're fighting for a rich dude. I mean, because it's basically rich people fighting. That rich people disagreeing, and you're fighting whichever rich person, what side you're on. Jefferson Davis never busted, shot, you know, on the front line. He wasn't busting nobody. He wasn't peeling no caps, nothing. You're out there getting killed just for the idea that you might be able to one day own slaves, which you was never going to be able to afford. First. Second, it comes down to basically, dear white people, you fought and shot and got killed just for the right to say you was better than black folks. Now, to rich people, they're like, yeah, you surely are better than them. Go fight our wars for us and be a patriot. We're not going to pay you for it. And if we do, it's going to be very little. But yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's like, dear white people, are you not tired of being lied to? I mean, it's monumental how rich white people lie to you. I mean, and it's not even all rich white. I mean, look, rich people, well, I won't say rich, wealthy people in every country who are in charge, because they're wealthy people in charge of every country. They'll run the countries, whatnot, those guys, head of corporations, whatever. they don't care about you, anything about you at all. Never have, never will. So you'll have your Donald Trump who, yeah. You know, I'm not trying to jail Hillary Clinton. And torturing terror suspects. No. He's talking about I'ma have an open mind about climate change. I mean, dude is going back on the majority of things that he said that he was gonna do. That y'all was all fired up over. And see, I get it, wifey. When he says make America great again, you're like, you know what? That shit sounds good to me. Because making America great again is basically saying, hey, stop giving the fair share of stuff to non-white people. I mean, that's how America got great, is because we screwed everybody else over. Nobody else got paid but us. When I say us, the wealthy, right? Then the trickle-down economics moved down to the rich, and then that moved down, you know, Ronald Reagan, trickle-down economics. Then that moved down to everybody else. But you were still broke as fuck. But hey, you were better than the Negroes. I mean, that's basically what you was fighting. So you can say, hey, I'm superior to you. But unfortunately, when all things were equal, you were not living better, which is why you had those race riots, because you had poor white people who couldn't cook, hadn't done anything for themselves. And then they're looking over and they're seeing thriving black towns. They're like, no. We can't have that. How the hell they all civilized and living good and eating good and whatnot, having a good time, and we're over here suffering? That's pretty much how that goes. And so you and rich people allow that because you take your frustrations out on people that weren't doing anything to you. You got to take it out on us when the people who were really pimping you, still pimping you to this day, they took no losses, no L's. So when I see you, Donald Trump, and other politicians make all these crazy promises, and then they don't come through. And you know, there's racist white dudes who voted for him. Was like, what? What? He's not going to do what? Are you serious? That's why I voted for him. Start getting mad because all the stuff that you thought was going to happen, it's not going to happen. Because Donald Trump already knows that there are bosses in the world. He is not one of them. Which is why he's president. I mean, because your president is like would be like a step down to the real people in charge here in the world, in America in particular. So, yeah. So, dear white people, it's just thinking, because, you know, we always hear that, oh, thank you for your service and protecting our rights and our freedoms. It's like our rights and freedom aren't in jeopardy. No one's attacked the United States since Pearl Harbor. And as I've stated before, the last physical attack on the United States was Pancho Villa. Like 1909 or something like that. That's the last time. No, nobody's attacking the Koreans, they weren't attacking the United States. Your way of life was not threatened. Vietnam? Nope. Iraq? Nope. Just pick a country. Whatever country we bust in on, nothing. Nothing at all. There was no threat. They weren't about to attack. And then, of course, they'll throw the 9/11 out there like, well, look, see? But remember, all the bombers, suicide bombers, the suicide pilots, they're from Saudi Arabia. We have not dropped not one bomb on Saudi Arabia. You can't even sue Saudi Arabia, as a matter of fact. Because if you try to sue Saudi Arabia, it was blocked. But we attacked Iraq and Afghanistan. No pilots were from Iraq. No pilots were from Afghanistan. All Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Thank you for fighting for my right, fighting for my freedom, which is actually not mine. That's a rich dude, a wealthy dude saying, thank you for fighting for me and keeping me rolling in the dope. It's been so appreciated. And speaking of being so appreciated, Groundhog Day. You know we can't go without Groundhog Day. What is Groundhog Day now? Well, y'all know. We've been in Dakota, the Access Oil Pipeline. Even though it's rarely on the news, it's rarely on TV, we're not really talking about it. But there's, of course, skirmishes, and it's getting kind of cold there. And, of course, like Groundhog Day, we're talking about something that happens. That just happens all the time. Now, remember, you saw the Civil Rights Movement. And folks peacefully marching, peacefully trying to, assert their rights that they should have upon inception. That's a whole nother story. Well, the authorities on Monday defended their decision to douse protesters with freezing cold water during sub-freezing weather. During what they call a skirmish. Now, skirmish means that two sides were going at it. But when we're talking about one side has tear gas, rubber bullets, and water hoses, the other side has rocks. They said one officer was injured when struck in the head with a rock. One protester was arrested. Everybody else got hypothermia because the water hit them with the high-powered water hose. Groundhog Day. Y'all remember them videos. You seen the videos with the dogs, and they show the hoses, and they show the one black dude swinging before he gets knocked out and beaten to a pulp. Because they always want to show the black dude swinging like he was like the instigator when, he's trying to defend himself and probably got the ass whooping of his life at that particular point in time. They make sure they show that all the time every year. Anyway, water hoses. Water hoses. It's like 50 years later. Still happening. 50 years later. Still here.
Groundhog Day. That's all I'm saying. We're talking about something that happens over and over and over again. I mean, this pipeline issue has been going on forever. And you start thinking, all this water that they're throwing on Dakota Pipeline, that could be water that they could be shipping to Flint, Michigan, right? Because still, I'm still waiting on them to say, hey, we solved the problem in Flint, Michigan. Yeah! No. It still ain't happened. People still have dirty water and are still paying money. Water that's killing them, that's poisonous to them. Flint, Michigan, y'all. Everybody give a hand to all the good stuff going on in Flint, Michigan. Which is basically nothing. Nothing at all. Still waiting on them to say that it happened. You know, like, we're just waiting. That speech that's going to come out. Obama didn't say it, so maybe Trump. Waiting on Trump to say something about Flint, Michigan. Because he talked about how he's going to make America great again. And America's in, Flint, Michigan's in America, I think. So you would think he'd say, hey, you know what? We're going to get it clean there in Flint, Michigan. Yeah. Because this, he's about to say it. He's just waiting on the crickets to like stop talking, because he don't want to talk over crickets. So we just going to sit here and wait, like, you know what? Because somebody in government cares about the people here in America. So we just going to wait, because he's about to say it right now. There it is. Oh, no. That was just cricket.
Fine. I thought I was going to be able to just like ride out the show where somebody else was talking about how they was going to hook up Flint. But it didn't happen.
But I can tell you what they did do. And this one was hilarious. Is they blocked one more Obama thing, because you know Obama's trying to go out, and he tried to do something good for folks, and it was just, it's like, dude, you tripping. Anyway, so what they did was, there was a rule that Obama had, where they could pay people overtime, right? So about 4.2 million Americans who were eligible for this overtime payment, it's not going to happen, because the federal judge on Tuesday blocked the rule to extend mandatory overtime pay to more than 4 million people. And they did it, because the rule would have doubled to 47,500 as the maximum salary a worker can earn and still be eligible for mandatory overtime pay. Now you think, 47,500 is, to some people, is a lot of money, but it's not really a lot of money. And so if you're making $47,500 in $1, you can't get overtime. Think about that for a second. They voted against that. They voted against you getting up working. We ain't talking about like welfare or we're talking about people who are working. And it's like if you have to work OT, you have to work OT, which is working. If you make over $47,500, you can't do it. Federal judge blocked it. You know, just because they wanted to boost wages. And it's like, man, we ain't boosting jack. Hell no. I don't hear any working class people protesting this. No one's protesting this. And this is an attack on working class people. Is Donald Trump going to attack it? Probably not. He probably was all for it. Like, you know what? Blocking that OT mean I don't have to pay my people. No OT if they make over $47,500. Kind of funny how that goes. Kind of funny. It's amazing, ain't it? We are always attacking the wrong thing. I'm just looking like, where are the people at? Attacking working people. You know? Now, I'm going to say, the U.S. District Judge Amos Mazzant in Sherman, Texas, agreed with 21 states and a coalition of business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that the rule, which was set to take effect December 1st, is unlawful. Coalition of business groups. 21 other states don't want to pay you. Democracy at its finest, right? On that note, I hope y'all have a happy Turkey Day. Thanksgiving is in full effect. Make all your Native American peoples, I'm proud of you. I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drive production. I'm out. Deuces.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.